Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We have Murray Harris, Director and Political Analyst at Ipsos South Africa, Global Market Research and Public Opinion Specialist. Murray Harris, good afternoon to you and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Hi FM.
Good afternoon.
Murray, very interesting. My producer gave me the topic this morning and she said we're going to talk about the fact that political choices are relatively stable despite 7 months of COVID-19 lockdown. That was the topic that was provided to me. And yet I've got to ask you, in light of Super Wednesday, where so many South African citizens in 95 wards across 55 municipalities went to the polls and rewarded the ANC and gave the DA a hiding, is that actually an accurate statement?
Well, that is what happened on Super Wednesday. And a lot of people made it out as if Super Wednesday was this mini election that will give us an indication of what will happen next year. Now, I have to disagree with that. It will not tell us about what will happen next year. Obviously, it is important to have your councillors elected and serving on the councils and all those things. And Super Wednesday was big. As you said, 95 wards, there were 40 political parties participating, but I do think the plethora of parties are probably more confusing sometimes to voters than what they are really answering to what voters want. Because if we look at where things stand now, in a study that we've just completed, the ANC support in the country as a whole, that this has nothing to do with each and every different ward that was included in the Super Wednesday. But ANC support is about at 50%, which is slightly lower than what we measured it last year in November. It is also slightly lower than what the ANC achieved in the national election in 2019. And then if we look at the DA and the EFF, it looks as if the DA support on a countrywide basis is slightly improving from 13% end of last year to 16% now.
I'm saying I don't understand how that translated into a whipping on Super Wednesday, if in fact your research is saying that their support is in fact increasing slightly.
Okay, it is because Super Wednesday was concentrated in some areas. There were quite a lot of the Western Cape areas included. And in fact, there were areas in all the different provinces included. But it was not a national study or a national occurrence. Although there were quite a lot of wards that were vacant where new councillors had to be chosen. It is not the same as a national election. And I think that is an important thing that we need to remember. A national election is a totally different story from even a large number of wards, like 95 wards that need to be chosen.
I'm sorry to bring you back to Super Wednesday, but it's the first opportunity I've actually had to talk to anybody about it since it's happened. And what I found absolutely fascinating about the day was the absolutely pitiful turnout. I think it was, what, 37% odd?
Yeah, that happens quite often if you have by-elections, that it was, in essence, it was just a lot of by-elections that happened on the same day. The reason for that is that it cannot really make a difference to the overall picture. Apart from the one municipality in the Northern Cape where all the councillors had to be elected, all of the others couldn't really make such a big difference to the councils. So it is very difficult to mobilize voters for a by-election.
I hear you, and also one needs to remember that it is under COVID conditions, which I would imagine complicates matters further. Next issue I want to put to you is the fact that the ANC has been embroiled in PPE misdemeanors, corruption, non-stop corruption, and yet the support seems to remain stable. How does one account for that, that a party that is tainted with corruption over and over and over again maintains its electoral support?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer, but it is explicable. Let me try. As I said, November last year, the support was about 55%. It's now around 50%. Most of the ANC support, about two-thirds of ANC support, if you look at the results of a national election, comes from rural areas. A lot of South Africans in rural areas really don't have many alternatives. The other parties do not campaign in their areas. They all campaign to a very low degree. They do not spend a lot of money in rural areas. And obviously, they don't have the money and the personnel to go into a lot of these rural areas and really campaign. And then the
grants, surely that's got something to do with it as well.
Rural people or people living in the rural areas are not exposed to all the newspapers and social media and electronic media and everything else. So they, the corruption issues are not that important to them.
How do we explain the rise of those small parties who many of us had not even heard of prior to the election? I'm thinking about GUD. I'm thinking about the Islamic Party that did well in Lanesia and the like, Freedom Front, you name it.
If you have a proportional representation system like we have, it really is very good for small parties, because even if you achieve just a few percentage points of support, you might get a representative in a council or in a provincial administration or even in a national administration. Obviously, for a lot of people with political ambitions, that works very well, and they can get themselves elected, like happened to GUD, like happened to GO before, and so on and so forth. But most of these small parties, I think we have more than almost 150 parties registered. It is a heck of a lot. Most of them never, ever make any impression. And you know, with the proportional representation system, it's usually sort of the middle of the road parties that at least get a few representatives. That's parties like the IFP that did quite well in the last national election, the Freedom Front that won quite a few percentage points of the DA, GUD that got a few representatives in parliament. So a proportional representation system is really, I think, fair to people of a lot of different views, and it accommodates a lot of different views. Whereas a system like the Westminster system, like we used to have and like is in operation in places like the UK, Australia, New Zealand, if you have a party like the ANC, for instance, that is overwhelmingly big in, you know, as opposed to other parties, they will probably win something like 90-odd% of the constituencies if you did not have
proportional representation. I get it. We've got 5 minutes left when I need to go to news, and I want to ask you one final question. Your industry as a whole has come in for a bit of stick. If you look at the American elections, you know, Biden was supposed to have come in with an overwhelming majority. It seems that we are learning that people lie to market research organizations. Is that your experience in South Africa?
If you look at our track record, it's very, very good. We're usually within 1% of the final election results. I do think it's an art and a science. Let me just be honest about it and serious about it. Because, for instance, in the States, they do most of the surveys on the internet. There are lots of people who do not have access to the internet, and therefore they are basically disenfranchised when it comes to polls. In South Africa, the polls that we use to predict elections are done face-to-face in home. So, you know, your methodology is so important and your sampling is so important.
Mari, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much. I really went over time, but I found it fascinating chatting to you. Thank you for making time to talk to us. That was Mari Harris, the director and political analyst at Ipsos South Africa.